All right, so study of the Ten Sefirot.
We're starting from Study of Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, Questions and Answers, Question 301. Question Shin Lamed Aleph 331.
Oh, this will be difficult for us. Yes. Question Shin Lamed Aleph. What does it mean that he cannot Resha in the 13 Tikkunim of Dikna cannot come out in Bria? Again, what does it mean that they cannot leave, cannot come out in Bria, the 13 corrections of Dikna? Answer in 2093. We learn that Rosh De'Atzilut is Rosh of Partzuf Arich Anpin, that actually governs the entire correction. The truth is, it managed the entire corruption, the shattering of the soul of Adam Rishon. But it also manages all the correction. But whatever he organizes, he does it with respect to the world of Atzilut. And below the Balsa, its commands do not pass. Meaning he cannot, with his corrections, reach below the Balsa. Because all the corrections of Atzilut are raised from below, from the world of Bia, and there, in Atzilut, it's called, it's lo. There, at his place, you correct all the shatterings. That's why, what does he ask? What was the question? The question is, what is the meaning that the Resha, the beginning of the 13 corrections of Dikna, cannot come out in Bria? Meaning, why below the Palsa there is no Rosh according to what's below the Palsa, the same Rosh as above the Palsa. Rosh of the 13 corrections of Dikna is Rosh de Rachempan, that corrects the worlds of Atzilut. Why isn't there the same with the worlds Bia? Below the Palsa, it doesn't exist, doesn't pass there. So what does he say? Answer. The Resha in the 13 corrections of Dikna indicates Ab de Mazda, which are the Mochin de Ab, the Abaveima and Zon de Atzilut, and he cannot pass below Palsa de Atzilut. Meaning all the commands, all the actions of Rosh de Arich Anpin are in the light of Chokhmah. Because the light of Chokhmah does not pass below the Palsa, you cannot organize a Rosh below the Palsa that will function like the Rosh above the Palsa in the 13 corrections of Dikna. Next. Question Shin Lamed Bet 332. Why is Abba de Bria Vak without Rosh? Answer. Because his mochin are extended from Abba Ve'ima that perform a zivug while bowing the Rosh, which is at the time of the clothing in Ishsut below Chazed Arich Anpin. Then Abba Ve'ima, the Atzilut themselves, have only Vak without Rosh. Again, why is Abba de Bria Vak without a Rosh? Answer, because his mochin extend from the Abba Ve'ima that perform a zivug, bowing the Rosh, while clothing in Ishsut below Chazed De'Arich Anpin. Then, Abba Ve'ima De'Atzilut themselves have only Vak without a Rosh.
Question
333. Why is Chagat de Arich Anpin made into revealed Resha? Answer. All the Mochin de Bria are only the illumination of Raglin from the five Partzufim of Atzilut. And only Tanhi illuminate there. Tanhi de Atik and Tanhi de Arich Anpin, etc. And so, Chagat de Arich Anpin only came out because Nehi de Atik de Atzilut clothed in Chagat de Arich Anpin. Therefore, when the Nehi Da'atik were drawn to Bria, the clothing came down too, which is Chagat De'arich Anpin. Therefore, Chagat De'arich Anpin are not considered to be in Bria at all. Rather, they too are in Bria clothed in Atik, which is revealed Resha.
Again.
Why was Chagat De'arich Anpin made into revealed Resha? Answer. All the Mochin de Bria are only an illumination of Raglin from the five Potsufim of Atzilut, that only Tanhi illuminates there.
From each and every Potsuf.
Tanhi De'atik and Tanhi De'arich Anpin, etc.
Meaning from all the Potsufim of Atzilut.
And therefore, Chagat De'arich Anpin only had to come out because Nehi De'atik De'atzilut clothed on Chagat De'arich Anpin. Therefore, when the Nehi De'atik were extended to Bria, their clothing came down with them as well, which is Chagat De'arich Anpin. Therefore, Chagat De'arich Anpin are not considered Bria at all. Rather, they are also in Bria as a clothing to Atik, which is Resha Megule, revealed Resha.
All of this is not that clear. We will better that we will go back to the same place in part 16.
Be'amud,
which is on page
Membet.
Item Membet, page Tuf Tuf Yud Bet, Tuf Tuf Kuf Bet.
So, page 1912,
item 42.
Yeah, item Membet, 42, or until 43.
So again, we're in page 1912, item 43. Adam HaRishon had no part in this world, which is the world of Asiya at all. Indeed, his guf was from the world of Yetzirah, and his nefesh from the world of Bria, and his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and neshama le neshama from Abba Ve'Ima De'Atzilut. Again, item 43. Adam Rishon had no part from this world, which is the world of Asiya, at all. Indeed, his guf was from Olam Yetzirah, and his nefesh from Olam Bria, his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, his neshama from Zeran Pin De'Atzilut, and neshama le neshama from Abba Ve'Ima De'Atzilut.
Ken?
Ot Mem Dalet.
Item 44. And the reason why he didn't have a part in the world of Asiya is what we explained about the order of the world and its dividing, because the place of destruction in it is stands correspondingly to the klipa, and the settling of the world is divided into many different divisions. Outside of the land is the land of Israel is Asiya. In the land of Israel corresponds to Asiya. This is what is written in Parashat Vayikahel. Rakiin de Asiya kame la'ared de Israel. That's Aramaic. And the place of the temple corresponds to Bria. The holiest place is against the holiest of Bria. Again, 44. a reason for the fact that it didn't have a part in the world of Asiya is what we explain about the order of the world and its divisions. Because the place of destruction in it corresponds to the klipa. The settling of the world is divided in many different divisions. The settling outside of Israel corresponds to Asiya. The land of Israel corresponds to Yetzirah. This is what is written in Parshat Vayikael. The Rekiin de Asiya kaim el arad de Israel, lemagna, etc. And the place of the temple corresponds to Briah. The holy of the holiest corresponds to the holy of the holiest hall in Briah. Item 45. It turns out that Adam Rishon, because he was created from the place of his atonement, because of that, the world, the Olam, was always Bria. After he sinned, it became in the weekdays. We have already explained that Adam Rishon was created by the Zivug of Zeran Pin and Nukve that rose up in the Heichal of Abba Ve'ima. There they made it Panim Bepanim, and they gave birth to Adam Ve'chava. Again, item 45. It turns out that Adam Rishon, because he was created from the place of his atonement, the world was always Bria. After the sin, he was created in Yom in Dechon, Dechol. And we have already explained in Parashat Pukudei that Adam Rishon was created by the Zivug of Zeran Pin and Nukveh that rose up in the Heichal of Abba Ve'ima. There they made it Panim Bepanim and gave birth to Adam Ve'chava.
Now, below, item Mem Gimel 43.
Inner Light, item 43. His goof was from the world of Asiya, and his nefesh from Asiya, and his ruach from Nukva de Zeran Pin de Atzilut, and his neshama from Zeran Pin de Atzilut, and neshama le neshama from Abba Ve'ima de Atzilut. We should look here thoroughly in order to compare this short article with the longer article that is brought later. Likewise, with the rest of the articles brought about this. We should know that prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge, Adam had two b'chinot of Naran. He had Naran from Bia and also Naran from Atzilut. And he also had an external clothing on them, like the corporeal body of now, about which is said, God has made man dust from the land, etc. And it is brought below that all the worlds were in a higher degree than now, because from Chazed Eitzira there was the abode of the Klipot, and Zeran Pin Atzilut was in the place of Abba, and the Nukva in the place of Ima. Bria was in the place of Zeran Pin Atzilut, and Gad Eitzira in the place of Nukva Atzilut, and the sixth bottom of Yetzira in the place of the first six of Bria of now, and the Garde Asiya in the place of the bottom four of Bria of now, and the sixth bottom of Asiya in the place of the upper six of Yetzira now, because the Siyum Raglin was in the place of the Chazei de Yetzira of now. The external clothing of Adam Rishon.
So far, is it clear? Because we learned it many times that the first potsuf of Adam Rishon ended at Chazeh of Yetzira. Next.
The external clothing of Adam Rishon was made from Malchut Asiya, called dust from the land. Indeed, from Briah of Malchut, this Briah of Malchut, the place of the temple was created. But all of Asiya was then above the place of Chazed Eitzira now. Later he had Naran from Bia, Nefesh Ruach, he had from Asiya and Yetzirah, and they are also called the Guf of Adam Rishon, because Vak are called Guf, as we know. Neshama he had from Bria, and later he had Naran from Atzilut. Nefesh from Nukva Datzilut, that was clothed in the world of Yetzirah. And for the clothing of Nukva in the world of Yetzirah, which is Bchinat Zeranpin, then this nefesh is considered Ruach. Ruach he had from Zeranpin Datzilut, clothed in the world of Bria. And for the clothing of Zeranpin in Bria, which is Bchinat Neshama and Ishzut, as we know, this Ruach is discerned to be a neshama. And neshama le neshama he had from Zon de Atzilut, which are then in the place of Abba Ve'ima. This is the meaning of his guf was from the world of Yetzirah. Meaning is nefesh ruach, which are called vak or guf. Both of them were from the world of Yetzirah. Because then the Asiya was standing above Chazed Yetzirah. And it is discerned because of that, that his nefesh that he got from Asiya is also Yetzirah, as it is now, in the value it is now. This is what he said, what he means when he says his nefesh is from the world of Bria. Meaning, Neshama he had from Bria, and it is called Nefesh with respect to the Nefesh of Atzilut. This is what he means when he writes, his Ruach is from Nukva de Zeranpin Atzilut, meaning from the part of Nukva which is clothed in Gar de Yetzirah, and then called Ruach, because of the clothing in the world of Yetzirah, which is Zeranpin and Ruach. And this is what he means when he says that his Neshama from Zeranpin Datzilot, meaning from the part of Zeranpin clothed in the world of Bria, which is called Neshama. Even though anything that comes from Zeranpin is but Ruach. This is because it is clothed in Bria, which is Prinat Neshama and Prinat Ishzut. And when he says Neshama le Neshama me'Abba ve'Ima, meaning from Zon that rose and clothed Abba Ve'ima, because Zeranpin rose then in the place of Abba, and Nukva rose in the place of Ima.
Meaning there's no problem here with what he's telling us, other than the issue of places, because when something comes to clothe in a different place, then it takes on a different name. That's it. He didn't say anything new here. We have Patsufim. They either rise above or descend below, and according to their places, we call them different names. That's it. Akoka,